Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Coming to you from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the not-so-brilliant things that we do in life and with money. We are reclaiming stewardship. God has a lot to say about money and about living this life intentionally for His glory. Much more about that at stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. Phone lines are open, 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. We've got Andrew on the line calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. How can I serve you?
Well, I had a question about a mortgage. I foreclosed on a house. It'll be 3 years August. My wife and I are wanting to buy the house that we're currently in, renting it from our in-laws currently. And with looking at things, we were actually told by a mortgage broker that her parents have used before that there's a possibility that we could do the loan just on her and leave me out of it and be able to do a conventional loan without the PMI. Now, we're also on like Dave Ramsey's budget, so we're getting rid of debt. We're cutting up credit cards. My concern is, if I am not on the mortgage, so we do a conventional loan with just her, is that going to hurt me later on trying to like qualify for refinance because I won't be establishing a credit history of payments with the home or even buying our next home? Or does it really matter, whether or not we try and put me on the mortgage with FHA or just do her on the conventional?
How much are you renting the home for?
Right now it's $750 a month.
Okay, and what's your income?
Income combined right now is about $50.
And what would the house payment be?
Well, we're looking at right around $800. We have paid off debt. Like, we have no debt right now. Two paid off vehicles, credit card debt, student loans, medical bills. Everything's gone.
Good.
Since the foreclosure, I was advised to try and get my credit score back towards trying to purchase a house when I can.
Okay. Well, I would have you not worry about your FICO score. You know, I would go, your quick answer is I would go to a 15-year conventional fixed mortgage with, and if that happens to be with her name on it, that's fine. I wouldn't make any decisions based on a FICO score. I wouldn't have that control me. I would make the best financial decision, not based on some FICO score. You can find manual underwriting where your FICO score is not going to come into consideration, but your income and your expenses will be the only thing taken into consideration. So don't let FICO control your decisions. You don't want to make decisions based on that.
Okay.
Congratulations on, you know, all the steps that you've been taking. And then make sure that you're, you know, contributing 15% towards your retirement as well. Don't let up on that, and make sure you've got some emergency fund. I would hate for you to put $20,000 down towards a home and you haven't had anything saved and you haven't started towards retirement. So make sure you do that first. But sounds like you're on the plan. Sounds great. But I would do the 15-year fixed if you're going to do a mortgage.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And up next is Elda calling in from Orlando, Florida. Elda, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm very grateful. How can I serve you?
I'm calling because I recently purchased a home, and I was debt-free prior to that. I've gotten myself into a lot of debt and need to get back to a no-debt situation. I've gotten myself into some credit card debt just to fix the house, and I can't seem to get a grasp on just getting it back to having no debt whatsoever. I'm just looking for some assistance from you on how to do that right now.
How much do you owe?
In credit card debt, I have $7,000, and I have my mortgage for $152.
Okay, and what's your income?
Last year, I grossed $59.
Okay. Do you have a budget process at all?
To tell you the truth, I've fallen totally off the wagon. I do not at this time.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. I mean, the awareness that you have is very healthy. That there's a desire there, there's awareness there. So you're in a good spot to be able to climb out of this. And $59,000, and you only owe $7,000 in credit cards, you can knock that out. And you probably knock that out within 3 to 6 months, depending on your aggressiveness. So you can totally get that out of there. Now, if your $7,000 is all tied to purchases for the home, you've got to ask yourself, did me buying the home, is there some kind of emotional tie to this home that's unhealthy? Is it becoming almost like an idol? Is it that important? Because you didn't borrow before. That wasn't part of your behavior. And so the $7,000, somehow you're justifying putting $7,000 in a home. Is the home that important? So you've got to answer that. You don't have to answer it on air. But is this $152,000 debt really, is it something that's healthy for you? Because if you were out of debt before, this purchase has changed your behavior. So I guess if I was going to do anything for you, I would point you towards Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30, because this is really the lifestyle that you're living right now, and you've got an awareness on it. I'm not harping on you, but this is just maybe good to hear from the scriptures of what this sounds like. It says in Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, well, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build a tower and he wasn't able to finish it. And that's what's happening, is you're spending more than you make. You are, you don't have a plan going into the month, so therefore you're spending more than the money each month. And so the biggest thing I can do is help you is I want to give you the tool that you need. And the tool that you need is called Financial Peace University. It will walk you through step by step how to get on the right track. That's what you originally called about. You said, I want to get on track. I feel overwhelmed. I don't know how to get on track. So I'm going to get you on track. And so when we hang up in a minute, I'm going to have Amanda, our call screener, is going to get your address, and we're going to mail you Financial Peace University. And it's going to awaken a new perspective in your life, a perspective that talks about the discipline to be able to say no. And it's going to talk you through how to have plans, how to have goals. And it's going to really help you a lot. So if I send it to you, do you promise me that you're actually going to go through it?
I absolutely will.
Okay. Well, Elda, that's coming to you free of charge. And we pray that you will call back in several months and let us know how it's going. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk about Financial Peace University quite a bit, and I've got a question for you. What if you, that's right, you, what if you could help all of these families who are calling in find hope? What if you could help them get on the right track or even get a step ahead in their finances? You know, you may be listening and you're very familiar with Financial Peace University. You've been through the class and you listen to the show really just to affirm or confirm some of the decisions you're making financially. And there's another group of you out there that you're not really familiar with Financial Peace University at all, but you know that you need it. And I want to offer something to you. It's a limited time offer. And really, it's us allowing you to go through Financial Peace University completely free of charge. Here's what I'm asking. Are you willing to help families find hope? Are you willing to help families get on the right track? These families that are calling in, that you hear them talk on the radio and on the podcast every day, are you willing to help them even get a step ahead in their finances? Are you willing to lead a class? Are you willing to lead a Financial Peace University class? You might be saying, but I don't know anything about it. That's completely fine. Your first time ever through Financial Peace University, you could actually be leading people through it as you go through it. If you've ever considered helping families turn their finances around by leading a Financial Peace University class, now, right now, is the perfect time. Call us today to schedule a class, and we'll put you through the class for free. Don't worry. You don't have to be a financial expert. You just have to care about helping people. Leading a class is simple and very rewarding. So maybe you're a small group leader at your church, or maybe you're a volunteer, maybe you're even on staff, and you have a heart to help others. Call us today, 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. And find out how easy it is to get started. This offer, again, is for a limited time. If you are willing to help people with their finances, to lead people through Financial Peace University, we will put you through the class for free. Again, the number 866-357-3283. Brian, welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I am doing fantastically.
I had a quick question for you.
Yep.
And I'll give you a real quick rundown on it and listen for your response. So my wife and I have been very blessed. Fortunately, her parents were able to help her through college. I took out loans. I know that that's not a good thing, but my college is now paid for and everything's taken care of. But combined between the two of us, we make about $100,000 a year. We have zero debt with the exception of our mortgage. And I'm getting ready to come into about $60,000 from an annuity from a accident that I was in when I was younger.
Okay.
We're looking at doing what is referred to as a recast on our mortgage and wanted to see kind of what your thoughts were. Is this a good idea? And then continue just pounding that principal because we would really like to get this house paid off.
Yeah, yeah. How much money do you have in savings right now?
In savings, we have $25,000.
Okay. I would beef that up a little bit to anywhere between 30 and 60, probably with your risk, just doing a just quick risk assessment of where you guys are at. Maybe 30 is probably fine, but I would beef that up a tad. How much do you have invested?
Well, not counting our 403Bs that we have with our individual organizations, we've got 10 and one IRA. About five and another IRA, and then we have a couple of 403Bs from other organizations that we were with that both have about 25 apiece in them.
Okay. And what about your current 403Bs?
My current 403B for myself is matched is going about $2,500 a year. And my wife's company does not actually offer that right now, so we set her up an IRA at the start of the year, and we're doing $300 a month into that IRA.
Okay, and how old are you guys?
I turned 35 this week, and my wife is 29.
How much do you owe in the house?
About 190.
And what's the terms on the mortgage?
30-year loan, just over 4% interest on it, interest rate.
Knock that thing down quite a bit, huh?
Yeah. We wanted to just try to get out of it within the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
We just fairly recently discovered, you know, the total money makeover and actually being better stewards of the gifts that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get out of this mortgage, it would certainly make it easier.
What's the value of the home?
It's valued at right around $265,000.
Okay. And you're not, so obviously you're not paying any PMI right now?
No, sir, we're not. We took care of that when we bought the home.
Yeah, so what would make you just not put this, it was $60,000, right?
Yes.
What makes you just not put that $60,000 right towards the mortgage and just nail it? Just put it right down there?
Well, and that's what we were talking about doing is just essentially when this check comes in the mail, depositing it and then writing a check.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to do a recast on it, it would actually lower our monthly payment but would allow us to attack more of the principal because right this moment my mortgage payment is just shy of it's like $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But if it would drop it down to, say, $850, $900, that would be additional principal I would keep throwing at it each month.
Yeah, as long as they're not charging you fees to do that, I like that. Just get as low of payment as possible. But making $100,000 and making a $1,200 payment, you guys should be able to nail that regardless. You shouldn't have to pay fees for that. Yeah, your aggressiveness is the answer. It's not any kind of program they're going to put you on. It's just you being aggressive.
Yeah.
The bottom line is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 5 says, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. That's what you're doing. That's what's working. And just keep doing that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Chris.
Now is the perfect time to start living smart with your money. You just need a plan that works. Financial Peace University offers practical and easy-to-follow steps that have helped over 2.5 million families get out of debt and learn how to handle money God's way. You can take Financial Peace University in a local class or as a home study or online. Take the first step towards changing your future with Financial Peace University and visit stewardship.com. That's stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Let's go to the phones. We have Courtney calling in from San Diego, California. Courtney, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I am very thankful. How can I serve you? I know you're suffering out there in San Diego.
Yeah. Mine is kind of a two-part question. The first part is I am on my debt snowball. I just finished paying off a credit card last week.
Good job.
So thank you. So I would be on my next debt.
Is that credit card cut up?
Yes, I shredded it in the shredder.
Good, good, good. Yep. Okay.
So I am actually from Minnesota, and I'm moving home in December, which I know I'm crazy to move home to Minnesota in December, but for all my family is, when I'm going home because I'm a wedding photographer, and I'm going back and forth right now between the two states, and I'm ready just to go home and really get jump started.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know if I'm at the point in my debt snowball where I should stop and then just stockpile money, because when I go home, I won't have steady income like I do when I'm out here.
Yeah. How much debt do you have?
What's that?
How much debt do you have total?
Right now, it's really high. It's at $80,000. It's all school loans.
Okay. And your income?
44.
And current savings?
I have my $1,000 emergency fund, and then that's all I have right now just because I'm in the middle of my debt snowball.
Right, right. All right. Well, I wouldn't say stop. I wouldn't say stockpile or I'd stay away from vocabulary like that. I would just say temporarily pause. That's the verbiage you want to use. Temporarily pause the baby steps. You're still going to do the baby steps, but if you know this big expense is coming, then you might want to just temporarily pause your baby steps. Continue to make the minimum payments and just temporarily push that pause button. I will tell you this too. Make sure you budget your moving expenses. The total cost of moving, those can stack up on you and kind of get real high, and they're all justified because I'm moving. And what could have been a $2,500 move becomes a $7,000 move because everything's thrown under this justification. So I would definitely have a predetermined amount with maybe 5 to 10% of wiggle room for the curveballs that pop up in your move. But I would know exactly what that move is going to cost before you do it, so you can make an analysis on whether it's worth it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm moving home with my parents, which will help me attack my debt snowball more. So,
yeah,
but I guess the saving part is just because I want to save to make sure I can still cover the minimum on my loans when I'm at home for the first couple months while I get in the groove.
Yeah, sounds like you got a game plan. If you're in the photography business too, just a little bit of unsolicited advice, try to broaden that as much as possible so you've got a couple more revenue streams. Just in that industry alone right now, it's just, you know the industry, it's just, you got a lot of competition out there with the quality of the iPhones and all that kind of stuff. So have a lot of hooks, in the water there, and it's fine. Just be ahead of the curve, be ahead of the change. And since you're moving, I would also recommend you look into our ELPs, our real estate division that's on our website at stewardship.com. Mm-hmm. They are the best in the country. So I want to make sure you feel that, make sure you at least reach out to them and find out what they can do for you in your move.
All right, perfect. Yeah, and I've been listening to the Entree Leadership podcast. I just started listening to that one, too, because I also listen to Dave's podcast every day.
Yep, and that podcast actually just went to, I believe, weekly. So they got the best business minds in the country right there in your ear on your headphones weekly. So you want to make sure you tap into that Entree Leadership podcast.
All right, perfect.
All right, thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you.
And from Phoenix, we have Phil calling in. Phil, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How can I help you?
I kind of have a question about maybe ethics and what I should do about this.
Okay.
The very short story is, last year I was sunburned really, really, really bad in Phoenix, and I went to a hospital. It was that bad. And the hospital didn't do anything for me. So I went to an emergency room. I came in, and I filled out some paperwork. They sat me down and looked at me. The doctor said, yeah, there's nothing we can do about that. Be on your way. And they sent me a $400 bill. Mm. And I feel like, morally and ethically, I shouldn't have to pay for anything if nothing was done. At the time, I didn't have insurance. They said, yeah, we'll put you on a cash plan since you don't have insurance, and you get a discount for paying cash. I said, okay. I guess what I want to know is if it's ethical to not pay that and just let it go to collections, or do you think I should pay it? And if so, what kind of priority do you think I should give it? I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm going to correct your facts. And that sounds funny to say because I wasn't there and you were. But based on what you've told me, I want to kind of change your perspective a little bit. You feel like you weren't treated and that a service was not provided to you because it wasn't tangible, because you didn't walk out with a Band-Aid. But in reality, you were treated. There was an analysis done. There was a diagnosis that was given. There was a facility that you went into. There was a service that was provided based on experience that they paid a lot of money for, and based on a knowledge base that you need. You needed that expertise. You went in not knowing what was wrong with you, and you left with an understanding of what was or was not wrong with you. Now, is $400 expensive? Yes, I am totally with you on that. Medical costs, especially in this country, are crazy expensive, and if you don't have insurance, it's definitely hard. So I totally understand that. So yes, I would say you need to pay for it. Not only, and then legally, probably because that you said you did a little bit of paperwork. Well, guess what? In that paperwork, you probably signed small print that said that you'll pay for services rendered. So I would say yes, you are obligated to it. Now, how you pay it, and if you call them and try to see if you can get on a payment plan, and if you can plead with them, well, that's all fair game. But I do believe in my heart of hearts that you were served. And when you're thinking about your heart with all this, because you're going to get a lot of different advice on this, I'm going to cling to Proverbs 19: better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and a fool. And verse 3, it goes on, it says, people ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. So I am sensitive to the fact that you got sunburned, but unfortunately, my friend, my advice is that you need to pay the bill. Well, folks, you heard me earlier talk about Financial Peace University. We talk about that a lot on this show. And I just want to highlight the important parts of Financial Peace University for those of you who want to possibly be a coordinator. Again, what if you could help these families find hope? What if you could help them get on the right track or even get a step ahead in their finances? Again, don't worry. You don't have to be a financial expert. You just have to care about helping people. So if you're interested, if you're a volunteer or a group leader or maybe a staff person at a church, call us today, 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283, and find out how easy it is to get started. This offer, again, is for a limited time. If you are willing to help people with their finances, to lead people through Financial Peace University, we will put you through the class for free. Again, the number 866-357-3283. Well, that wraps up this edition of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. Now, this is normally the point in radio shows where the show host asks you, the show listener, for your financial support. But we're here as a free service. But in order to be able to continue, we need you to help by telling your friends and family to, one, listen to the show, two, check out stewardship.com. That's one, listen to the show, and two, check out stewardship.com. If you choose to contact me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, it's Chris Brown on Air. Today, we've been reminded that God has a lot to say about money. So, until next time, Let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, and for God's glory. God bless you.